get more into this autonomy thing, which I think is great.
I love autonomy.
I'd love to have autonomy.
It's like if you have autonomy, you could just say you just wanted to get up from work and go down to Landers on the 121 exit just go in there and trade your rig off or something that's probably better than the rig you have now.
What if
that's
autonomy, what if I wanted to make it a three-day weekend instead of just consider Friday part of the weekend?
Yeah, you're captain of your own vessel.
That's it. Pay more attention to this stuff. Smart guy. Appreciate him. Matty T?
What's up?
The number to call is 501-433-1037. And we are going to talk a little bit about, throughout this week, for some reason, it's been dummy after dummy after dummy. And I know you say, well, that's not.
You're so stupid!
It's not. You might say, well, hey, that's every week in sports. But I think it had a little something to do with the holiday. I'm not sure.
Yep.
I'm not sure. If you want to get in and give us some of your nominations for the sports dummies of this week, 501-433-1037. You can email me, pat at 137thebuzz.com. Of course, we're alive and well on Twitter, and I haven't checked the live fan feedback, but I will.
So far, it's just a bunch of garbage.
Oh, now, come on. I don't, listen, no way you can make me believe that there's garbage on live fan feedback. I mean, that's basically where the geniuses of the internet roam.
Well, they're insulting you.
Them and the message boards. Well, yeah, like I said, geniuses of the message boards, for sure. Okay, here we start out. Number one for me, straight out of the chute. There is no question. No question at all. You guys heard about Josh Beckett. Pitched a no-hitter, finally, after he leaves the Red Sox. Well, the Dodgers have place their catcher A.J. Ellis on the 15-day disabled list with a sprained ankle. You may say, he was trying to track down a wild pitch. Oh, no, you know what? He was making a play.
He was blocking the plate.
Oh, yeah, I know what it was. Somebody foul tipped it, and he dove into the crowd behind the plate to make a play.
He was sliding in on a single. He was trying to beat the throw.
Trying to beat the throw.
And he stepped funny on the bag, giving his team his all. Was that what happened, Pat?
No. What happened was A.J. Ellis severely sprained his right ankle during a no-hitter celebration yesterday.
Ooh.
Yeah. Ellis jumped up and down and landed on Drew Butera's discarded catcher's gear during the celebration.
And did you say he was a catcher?
You're so stupid!
Ellis is 33. He's only hitting 170. I mean, how this guy had not found more time on the field, I don't know how.
You know what his job is normally?
What?
When they bring in the lefty in the bullpen, he's the guy taking the bullpen pitches.
Right. I know. You know what? He actually sprained his ankle on the catcher's gear, the discarded catcher's gear, during the celebration, which he's probably the guy that gets all the catcher's discarded gear and moves it out of the way. This time he got too caught up in the big celebration.
He's probably on catcher's gear duty. Detail.
Oh, I forgot. That's why I twisted my ankle. Oh,
man.
The next one is another guy who is a baseball player. He's one of the top Philadelphia Phillies pitching prospects. He had to miss a start earlier this week.
What had happened?
And that happens. Listen, happens. You're a pitcher. It's an unnatural motion. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you're throwing 90, and sometimes 100 miles an hour.
Sometimes 100 miles per an hour.
Throwing the deuce. I mean, you're flicking that elbow, flicking that arm. Well, you know, he had headaches. This is the reason why he had to sit out, which, it's unfortunate. A lot of people have headaches. But it was because he got hit in the head during a hailstorm last Thursday. Somebody said, hey, it's hailing out. And he walked out and said, it is? Whack, right in the head.
Stupid! You're so stupid!
He's a 22-year-old lefty with the Redding Fightin' Phils. He's 3-4 this season with a 3.18 ERA, 6-1 strikeouts, and 56 2/3 innings. He was just kept out of Sunday's games for precautionary measures. They thought that it was going to be more hail, so they didn't want any
bad weather.
Yeah, bad weather. Bad weather. Hey, it's going to hail out, coach. I'm going to sit this one out. Okay, cool. And Matty T, I'm going to give you one more, and then those clips that we had talked about. But before we do that, the next Olympics to be awarded is the 2022 Winter Games. You know, we just had the Winter Games. I don't know if you guys remember that happened this year.
Was that this year?
Yeah, I know. You were winning championships.
And getting then, buckets over there.
Getting buckets.
By the river.
The next one's to be awarded. 2022 Winter Games. Here's the problem. Rather than going to the strongest bid, strongest city, the games may end up going to the last city standing because a long list of potential hosts has given up their Olympic dreams because the whole thing is one huge useless waste of money. Yesterday, Krakow, Poland officially withdrew a day after the city had a 70% vote, which came out against hosting the Olympics because low support for the idea among the residents. Stockholm, Sweden, the ruling party declined funds for the game, so they're out. They cited the pointlessness of paying hundreds of millions of dollars for facilities that would be used for 2 weeks, then rarely used again. Doesn't stop. Munich, that's in Germany. The vote is not a signal against the sport, but against the non-transparency in the greed for profit of the IOC. Davos, St. Moritz, Switzerland, rejected. They're out. Oslo, Norway, out.
How many more places have snow?
Lviv, Ukraine? Ukraine is not weak. Currently, our dream is on hold because of the turmoil in the country. So there's only two bids up.
We don't know how much country they're going to have left by then.
One, Kazakhstan, and one going back to Beijing.
Oh, I would love for that to be
Beijing has snow?
They can manufacture it, I guess.
Sweatshop
Chinese
snow.
Can do anything, man.
They can. Billionaires.
So there you have it. What was once something to be celebrated worldwide in terms of the Olympics has now become something that nobody wants a part of. And I cannot agree more with any of these folks. I've always thought to myself, and it really came to light when Greece hosted the Olympics a couple of years back, because the reports came out about how behind they were in building all these new facilities. And I thought to myself, you're building up all these facilities for the Olympics. What are you going to do with these things when the Olympics leaves?
Well, I'll tell you what they did. They went bankrupt.
That's exact. The whole country went bankrupt.
The country went bankrupt.
So I can see it doesn't make sense. No, it makes sense that it doesn't make sense to me at all to have these countries build up these facilities. Now, there are some countries that are big enough to where they probably don't have to do that.
Yeah, but why don't we just build like the Summer Olympics in Dubai or something and then do like the Winter
every
Olympics
year
and do it every 4 years there and just
right.
upgrade the facilities as you need it?
I'd love to go to Dubai.
Who doesn't want to go to Dubai?
I do.
Tiger does.
Last but not least, before you guys get to yours, I got one last one who is the sports dummies for me of the ultimate in the last week. And it has to do with a young man named Johnny Manziel. The sports dummies go to everyone who is criticizing this kid. Every single person who was criticizing this kid because he went to Vegas during Memorial Day weekend, which, by the way, is the number one party weekend in Vegas. He's 20, what, 21?
20, yeah,
21-ish. Okay. So, for me,
he's legit.
He's legit. He's got no problem doing it. As a matter of fact, Johnny Manziel has something to say about that, as well as his coach, Matty T. If you don't mind, let's hear a little bit about Johnny Manziel and his weekend in Vegas.
For me, I've accomplished dreams of mine that I'd never really thought I would get a chance to be in this position, and I've been here every day working extremely hard, coming in here every day trying to earn my place and do what I needed to. For me to get a free weekend to spend some time with friends and family of mine and just have fun and relax and get away from the grind a little bit and then come back when I'm supposed to and get back to work this week and do what I'm supposed to do. I don't really feel that that's a story. It was a little bit of a break for us and just got to go enjoy it and relax. I knew whether it was going anywhere, that a picture was going to be taken of me and that somebody was going to see me, whether it was going back home or going to anywhere. Maybe it would have been a less of a story somewhere else, but still I'm very surprised it is a story. But I knew going into it that I can't go anywhere without people knowing that I'm there. I'm used to it by now, and fair or unfair, whatever it may be, that's my life. Why me? I'm sure there was plenty of other people in Vegas and around the country, but for some reason I'm on the news circuits and doing that, and I don't know, maybe it's just my style of play or the things that I have accomplished in such a short amount of time. I mean, it's all a blessing for me to be in this position, but to the extent that it's magnified, I couldn't tell you why that is.
We have a saying in the NFL, as long as it doesn't affect your job, and he's a guy that was very proactive. He let us know that he was going, and my advice to him was have fun. He's done everything that we've asked. The playbook has not been an issue for him. We have an expectation for all of our players outside of the building to act a certain way, and it's really not an issue. He's just like anybody else. He's a man, and we're going to treat our guys like that until they prove that they need to be treated otherwise.
He's a man.
You're so stupid!
He's not 40, but he's a man.
He's a man.
You know who else was in Vegas with Johnny Vegas?
Who is it?
About a thousand other pro athletes.
Gronkowski. He actually partied with Gronkowski or swam with him or something.
I guarantee you there was none less than about 300 NFL guys.
Minimum.
About 100 NBA guys that were in Vegas. No telling how many NHL, all the fighters are out there. And my buddy Smitty's been out there for a week. He may never come home.
Just tearing it up.
Just tearing it up. He may never come home. That's his place every Memorial Day weekend. How you can spend a week in Vegas, I don't know. But he somehow finds a way to do it.
I spent a week in Vegas for my 30th.
And you came back?
Oh, yeah.
You made it
back. What'd you leave behind, you dirty animal?
Hey, what happens in Vegas?
That's between you
it's told on the radio
bed
show.
Sheets, big guy. Between you and the bed sheets.
Unless you're Manziel, it all comes back on him.
Yeah,
that's
I know.
Right. Poor dude. I've got a bonehead if we've got time.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so I like my gangster rappers like Gangsta.
Yeah, you want the real deal.
I want the real deal.
You want killers. You want thieves. I mean, you just want to
like if
live
you're
up
gonna
to
sell
life.
Me on being an outlaw and a bandit.
Yeah.
I want you to adhere to at least your image a little more.
Yeah,
I don't want to see you going.
Don't give
out.
Me petty crimes.
Don't
I mean, I want the real.
I don't want a purse snatcher. I don't want a jaywalker.
I want kidnapping. Assault.
Hold on, a kidnapping is a little different.
Well, I want alleged. I want
alleged.
I want alleged things to have happened. Okay, if you're going to build your image up, it's all about image. It's not true. I get it, but yeah. I like for my gangster rappers to have a gangster image.
Hey, you got
to
be committed if you're going to play
right.
this role.
Let me tell you what is not committing.
Okay.
It's when you go out and you throw a first pitch at a New York Mets game and you can't you came closer to first base than you did home plate. And I'm talking about you, 50 Cent. Come on, man.
What happened to 50? You didn't like what he did?
Let me tell you what 50 Cent did. He went out there and he tried to throw a first pitch, and I swear he could not have missed any worse. If you're
so
like,
he couldn't have done worse if he tried.
If you were like 50 Cent, whatever you do, do not get that ball anywhere near that catcher. He couldn't have done it any better.
Throw it as far away from the catcher
as
you can.
As possible.
He couldn't have done a better job.
He could not have done a better job.
If you told him to throw it his feet, lay on his back and throw it your foot, he couldn't have done it.
He could not. And my thing with that is that now I get to see some, you know, like a rapper that had this image to keep up, like publicly humiliated at his own athletic deficiencies.
You know what he said, though? He said, I'm a hustler, not a ball player.
Oh.
Pimpin'. Hashtag pimpin'.
Hashtag pimpin'. Or you hashtag should have had some people around you be like, 50, you can't do that.
Now 50.
That's beyond your skill level,
50.
Man.
Surely he took a couple practice tosses before.
I don't know, man, but I was disappointed.
He should have took it as like target practice or something. You know, I'm sure he's pretty good with that.
Shot it.
Yeah.
Brought a gun out there.
Yeah, something.
Threw the ball up in the air and shot it.
He needed
like it
to throw the ball from a moving vehicle and throw it sideways.
Throw it sideways.
On that note, let's take a break. When we get back, there is a team who won not one, not two, but three NCAA titles this year in their respected sports in one college. Do you think that could ever happen in major D1?
Be tough.
Be tough.
Very tough.
501-433-103.